India 4. Mike, leave November. Anybody around? Fred.
Hey, Freddy. How am I doing?
Man, it's been a long night.
Night.
You know, like Fridays too much. It was long till the morning. I thought Daniel was trying to get that. I was up late last night. They called me on Daniel on the phone, and they still got that stupid engine out. Stupid senator and congressman come up with. This morning.
Four and I'm done.
Two more, you're done, huh?
Somebody lit fire up under that delivery guy coming out of Knoxville.
They put more fire than more days in a row.
Finishing early compared to what I've been finishing all week long now.
We used to have there's a post office guy. I don't know what he does, but man, this guy was showing me anywhere between 1 in the afternoon and 5.
Third party delivery. He worked for a guy, got the contract to bring him out of Knoxville. So, it's a 5.5 hour round trip.
He's a little ride from here.
A little bit of a run, but it's not really all that bad. You're looking at 2 hours up, half hour load, 2 hours, excuse me, 2 hours back.
That's really not that bad. Yeah, that's not too bad. You know where the good moonshine is up in Tennessee, you know.
Tennessee several times. Of course, it was a new vacation and stuff, but, I like going up through the mountains.
Yeah, cool. I've always liked the, the mountains and stuff. And, it's like when you go up through Virginia, up through the mountains, the only thing that works is your old AM radio up through there. Which is kind of cool, the GPS stuff, FM stuff don't work much, and you just turn on the AM race, and sometimes hear a race at night. A little short tack race a couple times on Saturday night driving through Virginia, up in the mountains, it's kind of cool.
West Virginia working with the police department years ago.
Yeah, I'm looking for an old AM radio, an old 50s or 40s car. They work so nice. If you want to listen to old AM radio stations at night, they work very well. The receivers are real sensitive and they work, and they sound pretty good, the old tube stuff.
Hadn't seen anything like that in years.
I've got a 57 Chevy. I think he's got 5 or 10 of them. Maybe I should send me a couple down here. I'll ask him if he wants to. I'll fix a couple of them and send him one up, and I'll keep one. I'm going to use it for 160 meter AM of our fire a little bit, so it'll go up past the AM that so I can receive. I want to use one AM frequencies on 160 if I can build a good enough antenna for it, but I don't know if I can here. The new AM radios don't sound real good, but the old ones did.
I doubled weed, Al.
AM radio sound pretty good. The old ones, if you ever listen to some of the stations on a good sound AM radio, they don't sound as bad as you think they do.
I seldom ever listen to the radio, period, anymore.
Sometimes if you want to listen to a race, I find listening to a race on the radio sometimes. If you want to listen to a race, you better listen to it on the radio, because they actually describe it better on the radio than they do the TV.
For POT Mobile.
Hi, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Al.
Kicking, how you doing?
It's that time.
Set up like Mike. Walker, you're breaking up real bad.
Print XC Mobile. Up now. Make some permanent installation. I didn't have a chance to do it yet. Hopefully this weekend I'll get a chance to fix it all up. I was saying, I guess Ian's just just not back to work yet, so.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. So how I cooked that possum?
Cook a possum, I just don't want to cook one.
I eat all the heck out of it so it doesn't, and then you get it cooled and you sift the grease off the top. You pickle it good, then you put your peppers in there, hot peppers in there. Seal it good as a bird in it, and away you go.
Never heard nobody having to pickle no possum or cook it.
I do with it.
Never heard it, ain't never done it.
I'll do it. Only way to get the... we got some venison one time. Made some venison chili. That was pretty good. It's too late to season all that venison now because of ticks.
Here, Tim, tell us something good.
That was going to mean a whole lot to you, but it's Friday, and I'm thankful for that.
Me too. Trouble is, I don't get no Friday. I don't get no days off, but I'd rather be out here working and not having something to do.
How about your grand youngins? You been seeing them lately? They've been keeping to themselves.
One yesterday. Yesterday was her birthday. She turned 12. I see her just about every day. But her parents are watching her during the day because her mama, Ford Warner, shut down. And the other two that I kept, their mama is working from home. Ryobi is shut down. So I haven't even got to see them since all this mess started.
Considered an essential business, Ed?
And the corporate office sent out all the necessary paperwork. I've got it laying on the desk in case I get stopped.
Letter stating that you're an essential business and get some contact numbers.
Goes into detail about what I do for the company and so forth and so on. And it's essential that I'm out here doing my job, and if they have any issues, there's a number over, they call a guy over in Greenville, and he'll do all the verification. God, I'm already done and almost home.
That's it.
Driver's either got a fire lit under him, or he's scared of catching something and he wants to hurry up and get done.
That's good for you.
I could sit out in the yard and bump my guns with you guys.
What did Carol ever decide about her car? I know at one point she was looking at trading it in or something.
Need to keep it. Thing doesn't have it like 38,000 miles on it.
It's a nice car. Ain't nothing wrong with that thing.
We're buying her a new one every 3 years, and I guess she just got in the habit of getting a new one. But I told her, when I got the last one, I said, no more. I said, if you get a new one after this one, you'll pay for it. And she ain't paying for this one. I'm not paying a dime on this one.
Drive 100,000 miles a year, unless you down south in this area here, you get 400,000 miles on a car, not even think about it. And even if you got to fix it, 90% of the time it's cheaper to fix it, maintain it, than it is to replace it.
Good sense on that right there. Come on. Guys, I'm rolling up. I'm gonna hop out of here. You guys have a good one. Threes to everybody. But I'll catch you over the weekend. Hope you have a good one, and we'll catch you early next week then. KK4 TOT.
7-3, Tim. You've been working from home? This ain't her car hadn't even moved.
Well, she didn't.
didn't have a far drive anyway, did you?
No.
I was up over a week.
Put any mileage on it is when she goes and goes loafing on Saturday.
And she goes meets up with and play cards.
Grocery shopping. She goes window shopping. Takes herself out to lunch, so forth and so on.
It's staying window shopping, dude. I can't stand it. Because I'll be a spontaneous buyer, so I stay away from window shopping.
Get what I need or I want, and then I can bring my little happy rump right back home.
I'm of the same philosophy.
Need something, a story to figure out what you're going to get when you get there, and don't look at nothing else.
6 months to make my mind up to buy that new radio.
They're not cheap, but it's something you got to think about when you do it.
If they had it on sale, I grabbed it.
I wore my cheap sideband QRP transmitter, and I want to see if I can do the whole thing for $150.
Rest. Come on in here, Mike. Phone call.
Doing as good this morning as usual.
Which vehicle?
It sounds like a private piece of release or a computer. No, a repeater. Really in the morning. I'm just wondering how scratchy my signal is.
Make noise in there, we, but not nothing bad.
That's true. I kind of think it's something going on around here, but I'm not moving in town. It just seems to work in this position pretty good. Unless the cat jumped around and moved it. Sometimes the cat goes wild and starts jumping from one thing to the other and knocks things around a little bit.
Typical cat.
I mean, sometimes he'll do stupid stuff for no reason. He'll just go running wild. He'll find something on the floor, bat around the floor, jump around, jump on the table, knock it off, run around the circle. Wham! I said, what are you doing, cat?
Get your attention.
I try to feed him what he wants, get his water and all that. Could be, I mean, you know, you never know with Drake. He's just a funny cat. I've been trying to play with him a little bit more.
Cat showed up at my house. My wife started feeding him, and they done took root and planted theirself.
That's enough.
No tail. No, but they getting fat and lazy.
This one's pretty active, so. I wish I had some place outside the window. He could run around, little house stay outside of the earth, run around, give himself something to do.
Get him one of them cat trees. That's where he can climb in it and sleep and scratch and sharpen his claws on it.
You can also put scraps as adult claws, too. On a tree. I'd like to put something outside the window so he can be outside where he's protected from the hawks and stuff, where he can be outside and lay in the sun, and I think it'll be a lot easier cat to deal with.
Gonna have to get some wire and make him a little something.
Something like that. I guess Daniel's getting through his driver's test for the 18-wheeler. He said, this is a lot of work. I said, yeah, getting a CDL is not easy.
He's got them, and he better keep them.
I said, you know, driving a truck's a big responsibility. You got to be real careful.
See, when he goes solo, he'll be nervous as a cat in a room full of rockers.
Yes, too, like I said, on your first learn, you've got to make mistakes, but when you make one, you'll remember not to do it again.
Seen some humdingers of mistakes, believe me.
It once, and it wasn't so much being blind, it was just, I made a stupid driving error. It was one of those things that I probably should have been driving in the first place. Into a corner, okay, I pulled that. between Gillersville and Connecticut, there's a corner, a real sharp one, right between New York State there, up near Gillersville somewhere. I don't know exactly where it is. And I was coming around, and I was being funny. You know, my friend was, I ended up driving partially home. I probably should have been doing that without seeing, but I was driving home, and yeah, it's a 394 barrel and a 373 gears on. And this thing would really go. I downshifted it down in a second, let up on the throttle, punched it, being funny coming. He was helping me steer around the curb, and I punched it coming out of it. And I started coming on a curb. I thought I had a curb, and I spun it. And I'll tell you what, you break a car who's doing 60 miles an hour, slide sideways, and you're trying to keep that thing from wrecking, it's not easy. I'll never do that again.
Happy Friday. Well, I'm going to run in the house. When Mike gets back on, tell him I said 7-3s, and hopefully I'll catch him a little bit later on. So you have a good one. KM4 NAP is going to be clear.
Yeah, 4N, we heard that.